Webster defines trivia as bits of information that are of little value. Webster never played Stump the Chumps, a Kansas City institution for a quarter century. Stump the Chumps. And here they are, Soren Petro, Pete Enoch, Todd Lebo, and Curtis Siebold.
Time to dance, monkey. Let's go, Todd. Get that headset on. It's time to bang those cymbals.
Is this on? Is this on?
Time to go. Time to go. Stump the Chumps brought to you by our friends at Jazz. A Louisiana kitchen. Get that great Cajun food. Todd, you know where? The Legends.
The Legends or 39th Street.
39th you State Line over by the University of Kansas Health System. Great Cajun
OG,
food.
OG, the original.
Live music. Curtis, if you want to be like Curtis, mm-hmm. order two dinners.
Yes.
Claim one of them's for the next night, then eat them both when you get home. That's how you do it.
No, I get one, and then I get something, and I go, oh, this is for tomorrow. Then I go home at night, and I eat it that night.
Yeah, like, there you go. There
midnight.
What's the plan?
Special. And you can still go down 39th.
Yeah, they're
closed,
fantastic.
Folks. So just go down and dig in. And Vic wants to, once again, it's almost like a broken record, but he wants to thank everybody for coming down there because it's not the easiest place to get into, but the business has been good there, and Everything's good at Jazz.
It will always be good there.
Oh, absolutely.
That's such a great area. Great part of town. You know, it's grown into such a great little neighborhood.
Well, Vic's been there
area.
Longer than anybody
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Been there longer than anybody.
I got some friends that love to go down there.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just, I'm pretty prejudiced toward Jazz. I've been fooling around in there since day one.
When Leo, my buddy Leo, is a regular. One of the most regular of regulars.
Really?
Yes.
Good for him.
Yep.
Good for him.
We know a gift. When we want to give Leo a gift, we give him Jazz.
Yes,
and he's thrilled.
Absolutely.
And he's thrilled.
Thank you.
Peter Yates Enoch joins us along with Todd Lebo. Pete, how are you?
Doing fine, Saran. How about you?
I'm great.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
You were in tizzy a little bit about salaries, but I think you've kind of toned down a little bit now.
about
I think it's a pretty good point you make, though. I mean, you got to not only pay the piper, you got to pay the number 15 too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They're all going to get paid. They're all going to get.
You
paid.
You know, someday folks are going to see what I mean. They didn't know what it's like. Not of them didn't know what it's like to have Lynn Dawson, and he wasn't a sure thing like number 15 is. So when you have a quarterback like that, man, you savor it every moment of it because it won't last forever.
Well, and I think when the Sports Business Journal is quoting people in your organization is saying, well, part of the reason we're all over adding Austria and Switzerland to our international territories, and we're all about going to Germany because we're creating a whole generation of fans.
Yeah.
Like they're seeing this as the you know, Steeler days, how the Steeler fans, the Cowboy days, this is your chance.
Right.
You're winning multiple championships. You maximize on it. You got a new football fan, they're going to be a Chiefs fan.
They buy
jerseys. They come to football now, they buy it too.
Yep.
And that happens because 15 and Andy Reid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're making money in Switzerland and Austria and Germany and all over America and certainly here. Make sure you take care of what.
I mean, people in Alabama
sure
are going to find
engine.
Out pretty soon.
I'll be
it
interested.
It doesn't last forever.
To see you're going over to Chiefs Kingdom in this
maybe.
Summer. Well, not the game, but you're going to the Austria, right? Anyways, aren't you?
Oh, we are going over there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're
I don't know
there.
If we're going to make it back.
The back,
for
but
Germany.
You're going for. I will be.
We've
interested
got a European trip planned this summer.
I went
to.
I love it there.
I went to Spain 4 years ago when my daughter was in college.
Right.
And NBA shirts everywhere. Jerseys. All
really?
Over the place.
Okay, cool.
So I'll be interested. This was 5 years now. It was 2018. If the NFL and, you know, their efforts over the past couple of years to get into Europe, and especially with what the Chiefs have been the last 5 years, if you see more of that. I mean, every corner.
Did you go to Madrid, Todd?
We were in Madrid.
Was it like Dallas? I mean, it's a lot like Dallas, the city itself.
Well, I didn't see a palace in Dallas.
Yeah, but I mean,
I
it's a lot like Spain's a great country, and
we had fun
Madrid
there.
Is a lot like Dallas.
We enjoyed Valencia more. It was a little more
did
low
you?
Key.
I like Barcelona, and I said, hey, watch this. I know the language. No.
Yeah.
No, you don't know.
No.
But I think their efforts in Europe have really stepped up the past couple of years. So
my buddy's a Dortmund fan, Joe Spiker from Easton Roofing, and he goes to
how disappointing was that?
German here. Oh God.
Oh, they fell apart at the end.
What a nightmare. And he'll go back every now and then. They took his daughter to a Dortmund match. The security guard was wearing a Pittsburgh Steelers hat.
See, there you go.
What's their name?
Dortmund.
Oh,
Dortmund.
Okay.
No, Dort.
Dortmund was my nickname when I was in school.
Say it, yeah,
here comes Dork Man.
If you want a big wave of pissed off Germans coming at you, keep making fun of that name.
I'll fight them off. I'll fight every one of them off.
He fought them off once before.
You guys are missing the bigger point with this Andy Reid salary stuff. Can he be trusted to spend the money wisely?
Well, that is true.
That's the important part.
I don't think
Eli's asking.
You about 15?
Can you give him that money and trust him?
Does he?
I got a feeling 15 handles his money pretty damn well.
How about Andy?
So he's in the 22% that are okay with their money?
I think
How about Andy, though? Is Andy fine with his money?
I don't know. I think Adam brings up a good point.
Maybe
you don't pay him because he's going to throw it away.
Obama's overpriced.
Here's what I know about Andy. He wears free shoes and sweats and pullovers. That's all I ever see, man.
The shirts he wears are overpriced.
I'll bet the Tommy Bahamas he gets for free, too.
Yeah, he didn't talk today. Maybe it's a holdout.
Maybe it's a holdout. Yeah, that's what it is.
Great shirt.
He's upset about his contract.
All right. Pitter-patter.
Here we go.
Let's get at it.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay. You ready? I'm going to go down this road. I've got several. I actually had nothing at about like 12:30.
Do I take notes on what I can't say here? Are you taking someone out?
Everybody's available.
Okay.
Everybody's available. I'm feeding. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to go with in honor of Dave Tobe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
The 10 leading, by yardage, 10 leading kickoff return guys in Chiefs history.
Lebo.
Enoch.
Todd.
Dantes Hall.
Dantes Hall is number one on the list with 8,600
people. Nile Davis.
Nile Davis is number four on that list.
Lebo.
1,942. Curtis.
Nolan Smith.
Nolan Smith is number five with 1,822. Todd.
Mecole Hardman.
Mecole Hardman is not on that list.
Curtis. J.T. Curtis. Smith.
Ah,
J.T. Smith is not on that list.
So how many yards does he get
down
to?
Kickoff returns only. It gets all the way down to 1,246.
Lebo.
Todd.
I know Paul Palmer ran one back
Paul
once.
Palmer's number eight on the
there
list.
We go.
1,287.
He got a hundy on one of them.
Got six
Curtis.
More. Curtis.
Ed Podolak.
Ed Podolak is not on that list.
Oh,
kickoff returns.
He was a kickoff guy, too,
for a while.
Curtis.
Curtis.
Boyce Green.
Boyce Green is not on that list. You have to have struck out.
I'm out.
Lebo, I'll try. I mean, did Stephon Page do this for a while?
Stephon Page did not.
Okay.
I think, are you out or you got
one
more?
No, I have two.
Oh, you have two?
Go with the old Bobby Ply.
Not on the list.
Bobby Hunt.
Not on the list.
You're struck out.
You're out.
Give me a hint.
There is a criminal on the list.
Lebo, it's Mark Vanover.
It's Mark Vanover. It's number two on that list. Let's see. There is a Chiefs Hall of Famer on the list.
Enoch, Curtis McClinton.
He struck out.
You're still struck out.
I had two.
Now you got four.
No, I didn't.
Now you got
Curtis McClinton's not on the list.
Okay, now I do. Yeah.
Dante Hall, one. Tamrick Vanover, two. Three is Dave Grayson.
Oh, that's your guy.
Ooh,
he should have done that.
I never would have got
four,
that.
Four, Niles Davis. Five, Nolan Smith. You guys got six. I forgot to give Todd. Todd got three.
I have three, yeah.
DeAnthony Thomas is six.
Oh, Dat.
Oh, Abner Haynes is seven.
Come on.
Paul Palmer was eight. The immortal, legendary first-round pick, Anthony Hancock, is nine. And Carlos Carson.
I knew there was someone in the 80s that had to have done it. I was picking the wrong guy.
Haynes. All right, Kay, what do you got?
All right, this answer... This question has a lot of answers, not because I wanted to feed you guys, but because I like the question and there's just too many names. So 19 players who played for Kansas State,
or
Missouri.
See, this is how you guys feed Todd.
No, he ain't going to get many of these.
Yeah, he'll get 12.
19 players
this question?
Who have played for Kansas State, or Missouri have won an NBA championship as a player.
Lebo.
Enoch.
Clyde Lavellet.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Pete. Will Chamberlain.
Petro.
Pete.
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce. Down to 16.
Enoch Maurice King?
Nope.
Lebo, did Wiggins?
Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, good job, Todd.
Last year, right?
Yeah.
Down to 15.
Lebo.
Todd.
Mario.
Yeah. Rio.
Oh, wow. Petro. Morris.
Markieff Morris.
Oh, you can't credit
the Lakers.
No.
Lakers in 2020.
I'm not. We haven't named a tiger yet, have we?
No.
Probably
there's
might
only
not,
two of those.
Might not be able to.
Enoch, Larry Drew.
Give it to me.
Neither one.
Okay, fine.
Who'd you say?
We both said Larry Drew.
Larry Drew.
We both struck out.
What'd you say?
Larry Drew.
Petro, Anthony Peeler, he picked one up with the Lakers, didn't he? No.
Lebo, no.
Petro, Brandon Rush?
Brandon Rush, 15 Warriors. We have
Petro, Kareem Rush with the Lakers?
Nope. We have five. We have five.
Is there a five
KU players, four K-State, and two Tigers.
Four K-State.
And the two Tigers you're not going to get.
Lebo, Mike Evans.
Enoch, nope. What the hell, Jack Parr?
Nope.
Lebo.
Petro.
Go ahead.
JoJo White.
JoJo White.
Enoch. Bob Boozer.
Bob Boozer. 71 bucks.
Lebo. Ronaldo Blackman. He never won.
Nope.
Not Ronaldo Blackman. Rolando Blackman.
He played for the Mavs his whole life.
Good picture in the front of Sports Illustrated.
Did Lebo. Cartier Martin steal one?
Nope.
Dang it. I'm out.
I got to get lob out of Petro. Cole Aldridge.
Nope, you were.
I've got the last Jayhawks about as random as Cole Aldridge. Yeah, it's Sasha Khan.
It's a guy. Yeah, I think it's a guy on the bench at the end. Okay,
so Sasha Khan was
LeBron
one.
LeBron couldn't win one without a Jayhawk.
That's right.
Never.
Bill Bridges of the KU Warriors of 75. Lord. A guy named Lou Hitch for the 52 and 53 Lakers. Ed Neely caught one for the Bulls in 93.
Should have got Ed Neely.
Mitch Richmond on the 02 Lakers.
Oh, he stole one.
I was gonna name him, but I'm like, where did he go at the end of his career?
Lord, do I.
Wayne Simeon on the 06 Heat.
Wayne Simeon?
Jacques Vaughn on the 07 Spurs. A guy named Jeff Webb for the 71
Jeff
bucks.
Jeff Webb, oh, he's going to kill me.
And the two,
he's a buddy.
The two Missouri players, a guy I've never heard of, Pete, you might remember Medford Park for the 58 Hawks.
Yeah, for Missouri.
And a guy I inadvertently met at a video shoot, Clay Johnson, local kid, Clay Johnson, the 82 Lakers. We were shooting a music video for a
Clay
a
Johnson
local,
was in here.
Yes, I know, but before this, a friend of mine's band, the Sun Eaters, we were shooting a video, a pool party video, and there was a guy in a Lakers jersey with the Lakers hat, kind of bouncing, having a good time, and no one knew who he was. And I was like, he looks kind of familiar. So we're talking, and he's like, yeah, I'm Curtis Siebel. Clay Johnson. I'm like,
you're a champion.
You're Clay Johnson? He goes, yeah. He's like, dude, do you know who this is? The guy's like, I have no idea. He won a title with the Lakers. He
played
Magic and Kareem.
I mean,
that's a friend of yours.
Me. Yes.
That's a friend of yours.
Somebody to shoot me right now.
This one is for you, Pete.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Both of my questions are very Pete-centric.
Okay.
Actually, only this one. You won't get one on
he
the
hates
other one.
To hear that.
I'm sorry. In all-time NBA final stats, career stats, okay, all-time, I want you to name me a player who's in the top 20 in all three of these categories, okay? Points, rebounds, assists. You get
Petro.
It?
Petro.
They got to be in the top.
In finals only.
In finals only in the top 20.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Ian. Petro.
Pete.
Havlicek.
Havlicek's in there. Seren.
Jordan.
No.
Ooh.
Curtis. Kareem.
Kareem.
Enoch.
Oh, good, yeah.
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
Yeah. Petro. Magic Johnson.
Magic, yes. You haven't named the all-time leading scorer in finals history.
Oh, wow. We haven't?
We have not.
Curtis. Tim Duncan?
Oh.
Nope.
Enoch. Elgin Baylor?
Elgin Baylor.
Oh, my God.
Finally, you got Elgin Baylor. Still haven't named the all-time leading scorer. Did not win a lot of finals.
Curtis.
Petro.
Jerry West.
Jerry West.
Damn it.
There are two left. One of them, both Celtics.
Both Celtics.
Yeah.
Enoch. Tommy Heinsohn?
Nice.
Nope.
Petro.
Oh, wow.
Petro. Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Oh,
Petro.
Good. Good job.
Kevin McHale?
Nope. This
Curtis.
Is more your time, Pete. Huh? This is for you, Pete.
Bob Cousy?
No.
Curtis. Dave Collins?
No. Are they struck out yet?
I think I am.
I'm good.
He guessed Havlicek, right?
He did.
Yeah. Okay.
Teammate of, this is a teammate of Bill Russell, Bob Cousy. Da, 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 da.
Petro. Casey Jones?
Nope.
I don't know how many I got. I think it's two or three.
Who is it?
I can't tell you yet. The thing hasn't buzzed.
Oh, I thought.
Do you hear the clock?
He's never known what that click means.
He went to sleep in there.
Sam Jones.
Sam Jones.
Sam Jones.
Sam Jones.
The banker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So Jordan is just out on rebounds.
On rebounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I'll buy it. Should have got his ass in there and gone for
some boards. He was shooting too much.
Well, he's the GOAT.
You know. He's not LeBron. LeBron's top 10 in all three categories.
There you go.
What do you got, Pete?
I got the only man to hit over 385 and not win a batting title either time, either year.
So he did it multiple times and didn't win it either year.
Curtis.
85.
Harry Heilman?
Nope, but that's good. Harry Heilman's a good deal. He won every other year.
Nap Lajoie.
Huh? No, not Nap.
Petra, Ty Cobb?
Nope.
Lebo, Wee Willie Keeler?
Nope, hit them where they ain't.
Petra, Cap Anson?
Nope.
Lebo.
A little bit more recent. Not much, though.
Roger Hornsby.
Chuck Clint. No.
Oh, Roger Hornsby's not bad.
Country Slaughter.
Babe Herman.
Oh, Babe Herman.
Babe Herman. Wow. Guy sucks.
Why didn't he hit better?
I don't know.
What is the score, Seren? I missed on
that. So I have got us right now, P-Des 6, Lebo has 6.
I got 7.
You have 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe
right
him.
There. Yeah. P-Des 7, Todd has 6, different. Curtis has 3, and I have 7.
Okay.
Hit a Curtis. This is a monumental
been
day.
Awful today.
All right.
Game's not over.
Here we go. There have been 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 of these awards won by a total of 10 players. So some have won multiple. Mm-hmm. So I just want the individuals who attended what was or is a Big 12 and SEC school, Big 12 and SEC. So I'm giving you both the local leagues.
But are they what sport?
Well, he didn't finish
I'm getting
the question.
To it. I'm just
he's
setting
come
the
on,
parameters.
Man, I'm ready.
Pedro, settle.
Setting the if you would listen, you wouldn't lob out the three things that are no
wrong.
Goes.
That are wrong. Yeah.
I'm looking for SEC Big 12 schools, and they were NBA Finals MVPs.
Enoch.
Pete.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Yes.
Enoch.
Lebo.
JoJo White.
Yes.
Lebo. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
Enoch.
Yes.
Bob Pettit?
No.
Right here.
Clint does it for LSU.
SEC and Big 12.
Current or former.
Lebo. Did somebody say Paul Pierce?
No.
Curtis.
Eugene Pierce.
Lebo. Oh, go ahead, Curtis.
Lebo. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Jerry West?
Yes, Curtis. Good job.
I was going to go Oscar Robertson.
No.
He played with Jeff Webb.
missing somebody being crossed off. Oh, Paul Pierce got that.
Lebo, did Durant win?
Yes, Totten.
Oh, of course. Damn it.
You're missing two.
SEC or Big 12, which one?
Both would be in the category of Big 12.
Lebo, Totten. Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon, well done.
There you go.
Oh, good
job. One more, Big 12. He'd be in the category of former Big 12 school.
Lebo, Chauncey Billups.
There you go, Todd.
Nice work.
Come on, baby.
You say that. Wow. No, there's no way it was Chauncey Billups.
Chauncey.
He was the MVP of a final?
Oh, yep. 2004.
Right?
Was he really?
2004, yep. Good job, Todd. Curtis, what do you got?
All right, 9 players have scored more than 40 points in an NBA Finals game twice.
Petro.
Sorry.
Jordan.
Eek. Michael Jordan. Pete.
Baylor.
Yes, Bailey.
There you go. He's going
Todd.
Well. Now.
Wilt?
Not Wilt.
No, Wilt. With his
Petro. Kareem.
Not Kareem.
Petro.
Magic. Lebo.
Not Magic.
Shaq.
Damn.
Shaq. Yes. Shaq, yes.
Lebo. Steph?
Steph Curry.
Petro. Twice. Kobe. Correct.
No.
Ugh.
You struck out?
Yeah, sure. That's right.
All right, so.
We have two old time and 3 fairly recent.
I needed that category.
Extremely recent.
Too.
2 are active, 2 old time.
Did someone say Jerry West yet?
No.
Jerry West?
Jerry West.
Okay.
He has 8. 4 more.
Oldies?
The top two is lead.
One more oldie.
Lebo.
2 active.
Havlicek.
And 1. Nope.
What the hell? He really said his name. Did Sam Jones do it?
Nope.
Someone said LeBron, right?
No.
LeBron?
LeBron.
Oh. He's not Jordan. Jordan gets 6.
1 active, 1 old time, and 1 guy who I think is recently retired.
Lebo Durant?
Nope.
The old I think I'm struck out.
You are struck out.
Pete, anything old-timer?
Come on, old-timer.
Don't do anything underhanded.
Say a friend of yours. It could be the answer.
Don't do anything underhanded. The old-timer was Rick Barry.
Rick Barry.
The active player is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
He couldn't even beat the Heat this year.
And the recently retired, I believe, Dwayne Wade.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
D-Wade.
Makes sense.
Okay, Pete, you're not going to get any of these.
Right, thank you.
I brought food for Curtis and Seren.
All right.
And it just Seren hates these questions.
Oh, God, is music?
No. So the Royals are hosting the Rockies this weekend. And They don't play each other a lot, obviously, but they didn't even play until 2003.
This is such a Lebo question.
This is 20 years ago. It's almost exactly the same weekend, 20 years
Could
ago.
Could I just say one name and get it out of the way so we don't? Larry Walker.
Okay, ding. Ding him. He gets a point.
Oh,
so,
no.
They played a three-game series in 2003. They combined for 53 runs. Okay, this was out at the at Coors. So I want you to name me a player on either team who either homered or gave up a homer in that series.
Dante Bichette.
No. But Larry Walker was one.
Mike Sweeney.
Mike Sweeney got
one. I might as well officially say Larry Walker.
No, you did. You got it. I already gave it to you. I mean, you pre-did it. We should give
you
two for
that. You cry a little more?
So there's mostly Royals hitting homers here, but there are
Petro.
Yep.
Jermaine Dye.
No.
Carlos Beltran.
Carlos Beltran. No, Carlos Beltran's a ding. Well, you got an award winner, a league-wide award winner.
Wow.
On the Royals, that they give to a guy just his very first year he ever played.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Angel Burrow.
There you go. And then, can we, name me some crappy pitchers. Let's
Curtis.
Go.
Daryl May.
Nope.
Petro. Jeff Suppan.
Nope.
Curtis. Ronelvis Hernandez.
Nope.
What month?
I'm out.
June. There were some.
Petro. Lima time.
Nope.
I got to be out.
You want some of my
strikes? Say someone else, Pete.
Sred, you want some of mine? Because I have no
idea. You might get a kick out of one of these guys in his job before he was a baseball player. Or you might punt it, I guess. He was a punter more.
Pete Stoyer.
Petro, Darren Erstad?
Oh, I got the wrong guy.
You gave a hint for a guy.
This guy was a quarterback.
He already...
Well, what the hell?
No. I'm like, Darren Erstad didn't play with the Rockies,
but
Todd
Helton could you be getting that? He was a baseball... He was a football player.
You're pathetic.
He gave a hint for a guy.
For the wrong guy. Jose Hernandez hit a home run. Todd Helton. Charles Johnson. Mm-hmm. A guy named Michael Tucker and a guy named Aaron Gile.
On goal.
Home runs.
That question sucks so
bad. It was
bad.
Terrible. The home runs by Sean Chacon, who I'm sure you had on a National League home team at some point. Chris George gave up several.
Wow.
Jason Grimsley, Darren Oliver, and Scott Ellerton for the Rockies. He had not yet given up home runs for the Royals, but he did that eventually.
He would soon
go do it.
All right, Pete, what do you got?
All right, Travis Kelce is obviously just tearing up the tight end records. I want to know the first NFL tight end to lead the league in receptions.
Lebo? Ty Christensen?
No.
Curtis? Oh, you're first.
Right now, you were first.
Kellen Winslow?
Nobody wants to go.
Petro? Mackey?
Nope.
Lebo? Mike Ditka?
Nope.
Lebo?
Curtis? Todd?
Jackie Smith?
Nope.
Curtis? Dave Parks?
Nope. Good guess.
Petro, Dave Casper.
Huh?
Dave Casper.
Nope.
Ooh.
Same time period.
Petro, Russ Francis.
Nope.
New York Giant. Petro, Mark Bavaro.
Nope.
70s? I don't know a guy in the 70s.
Zeke Mowat.
Bob Tucker.
Oh.
Bob Tucker.
Michael Tucker and Bob Tucker.
You came all around him.
Wow.
Got all around him.
All right. Let's see here. Curtis has 700.
Yeah, that's really disappointing.
Not very good.
I have 800. I'm not bragging either. Pete has 1,200. And Todd has 1,400.
Can Pete stop complaining?
I can't get you.
Just, with the whining. What do we got for a category?
You've doubled
college basketball scoring titles.
Like leading college basketball in scoring?
Yes.
Per game or total points?
Total,
a season or a career?
Season.
What's the name?
College basketball scoring titles is the category. Great Cajun Food for Jazz is yours if you provide a question. Adam at 810WHB.com. We use it. You go eat great, 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 great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. Get some live music, some great Cajun food. Great service. Go have a couple of pops with your fellas if you want. That's a great place to hang out there. Date night, take the whole family. Great, great, made from scratch menu. It's at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
All right, the Jazz end of the hour answer. Since 1967, how many times has a team seeded fourth or worse won the NBA championship? 67 was the first year that they had four teams in each conference where seeding would be
three times.
Twice.
Twice.
In 56 years, 1995 Rockets were a six seed.
Yeah,
because Hakeem was hurt most of the year.
The 1969
for the run,
and they didn't have to play the Bulls.
The 69 Celtics.
The greatest.
Jordan was on his gambling suspension.
True, true.
Well, he came back for the playoffs.
He was back by then, but they didn't. They got knocked out.
Did he play baseball?
Yes.
Hitting 199?
Oh, about.
That's what he did.
It's just avoiding
He'd love
basketball
to be Mendoza.
For a smidge. And what was the other one?
69 Celtics were a four seed. 36 of the 56 champions
have
been
Celtics?
A one seed. 69 Celtics, 69. They were a four seed.
Was that Russell's last year, or was he coaching?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, his player coach.
Yep.
Okay. It is Great Cajun Food from Jazz. We just gave away there at Jazz. A Louisiana Kitchen out at the Legends, your pre and post headquarters for some sporting Kansas City victories, Todd.
Yeah.
We'll celebrate the wins at Jazz out there. And then, of course, 39th and State Line in the Midtown, right over there by the University of Kansas Health System at Jazz. A Louisiana Kitchen. You can have some, too, if you send in our final Chumps question and we use it to adam@810whb.com. You will get Great Cajun Food from Jazz. Time for Final Chumps. Category is scoring titles in NCAA basketball.
All right. Who scored 63 points in his final game of the 78-79 season to beat out Larry Bird for that season's scoring title?
Magic, for sure.
I don't see anyone writing anything down.
I've written two names down. I don't think either one's right. God, okay. I'll stick with those two. No way, I got to cross one out.
Awful.
I've got two.
Stick
down.
With two.
I'll go with two. I'll have two answers. Cross out that one. Okay. Here we go. We start with Curtis Siebold, who had 700 points.
George Gervin.
George Gervin is incorrect. Your wager was?
All.
No risk it, no biscuit.
Damn straight. How can you score a touchdown if you don't bring it out?
Exactly. I went Adrian Dantley. No, I bet one. $7.99. I'm counting on you guys to cancel each other out. Peter Yates.
I went Hersey Hawkins.
The Lord of mercy.
I'm sure was alive by then, but
Hersey would have been.
When was he? Was he about 50 years
80,
old? Then?
Well, he's on the '88 Olympic team. Yeah. So,
well, I had two. I had Harry Kelly too.
What'd
Does that
bet?
Make sense?
What'd you bet?
Oh, I bet $1.
$1. Oh, you.
Well, I'm not. No.
This is going to be incredible right here, what's going to happen on this.
Okay.
Mark Aguirre.
I thought about him, too.
I bet 201. So do that math.
Oh, wow. Oh, you knew what he was going to do.
Well, I was in this weird spot because if you'd have bet all yours, I needed one more to beat you.
Right.
But I was stuck if we both missed, and I knew he was going to bet $1.
So you should have bet two.
I should. Well, if I'd have bet 200 exactly. Then
no, $2. You should have bet $2.
I end up tied.
Top 14 or two. Instead, tied. Got a tie.
I tied
we
you.
We tied.
Yep.
So we have a question
Tell me the answer. Tell me the answer is not Austin Carr.
It is not.
Okay.
He was older, I think.
From Glasgow, Missouri, played his college ball at Idaho State. Lawrence Butler.
No, Lawrence
Larry Butler. Did you know him, too?
Used him on the show here one time. Used him on the show
Glasgow,
one time,
Missouri.
But I know I didn't know
hometown
it.
Hometown of Ron Hackley.
Ron Hackley, our hometown.
But he's from Glasgow,
IT
Missouri,
man.
Right?
Yeah.
Glasgow?
Glasgow, Missouri, yes, sir.
Yeah, the hometown of one Ron Hackley, the pride.
Computer wizard.
That's right.
So what do we do on this tie? We have a question off?
Oh, push-up contest.
Push-up contest.
I can
do one.
I can give you one.
You got me by one.
I can give you a question.
All right.
You want to break
it? Yeah, one I've been saving, unless Pedro
I'd like
wants
to just like have a tie. With
you have one you've been saving?
Is this soccer?
Yeah, give it to him. Give it to him. Wagers. Put your wagers in.
Well, it's just who the first one rings
all
in.
All right,
gets
first
it.
One to ring in. Let's have it.
All right. First coach in NFL history to start a season 6-0 or better with three different franchises.
Three franchises. Holy
moly. I know what I'd guess.
Lebo.
Wow.
Dick Vermeil.
Come on, Pete. Put it in the pipe and smoke it.
Wow. Eagles, Rams, Chiefs.
Oh, nice.
pipes are legal now, so I can.
You better get across
remember
the state
what
line.
Side of the state line you were broadcasting.
I'm right here, man. I'm just fine. Yeah, you know, I never.
Nah. I can bet on the fact that you have used a pipe on this side of the state line. The bet would be
many,
legal.
Many times.
Yes, the bet.
Yeah, the bet would be legal. Whether or not the pipe was is a different story.
I'm 77 now. I used a pipe 60 years ago, to be exact.
Okay.
The best thing is 59. When you go to those stores on this side of the state line, they've got all their pipes up in the glass cases, and they all have to put their notes up. These are to be used with tobacco only.
Yes. Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, pipes are great.
Okay.
I like pipes. I can't relegate cookies. They just, no.
Okay.
Goodies, those little gummies, no.
What are you doing here?
Can't do it.
Can't do it, won't do it.
Let's take a break.
I haven't done it for a long time anyway.
Let's take a break. Yeah, I'm buying that. Let's take a break. We'll get to the bottom of Around the World with Adam. That's right. We go Around the World with Adam next. It's brought to you by our friends at Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. All right, welcome back. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Whether Todd and Pete know it, we're back.
Huh? Hello.
We are back, baby.
Is this on?
If anybody knows this equipment, it's me.
Petro, Seabolt, Dravetta, Lebo, Enoch. Time to go around the world with Adam. Adam, what the hell have you been looking at here over the last couple of days? You got anything juicy for us?
Some photos of Pete and some pipes.
Oh, boy.
I've got Chatham Township.
Fist raised triumphantly in the air by Pete.
Oh, yeah.
For those at home.
Chatham Township, New Jersey residents have been startled lately. A perpetrator has been peeping into their homes. They've called the cops. They've been multiple residents complaining
Pete,
about it.
You didn't tell us you were in New Jersey.
Well,
when did you get back?
The smell might be the same, but the actual peeper in this case was a goat.
A goat.
A goat.
Tom Brady.
Has been staring into people's houses in Chatham Township, New Jersey.
Can I tell
same
you?
Place.
And
yeah,
can I tell
Michael
you,
Jordan.
Many a resident.
If I looked up and a goat was staring in the window, I would crap my pants.
It'd be scary in a person, right?
They are the ugliest freaking animals
with their
on
rectangle
Earth.
Pupils?
Their weird eyes.
They got a strange head on them, but I mean, once you get used to them, they're all right.
Heinously ugly. Like when I'd go out to the, what is it, the...
Farmstead?
Deanna Rose.
Yeah. Take the kids to the petting zoo and a goat would come up. I'm like, get that thing out of here.
My wife wants a baby goat. I said, you're insane.
Well, how about that guy in National Enquirer this week that married a horse?
What?
No.
Yeah,
okay.
He said
is
he made
where
love
you're
to
your
it.
News now?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Stop.
It's true. It was in the Enquirer.
We had a goat story a couple weeks ago that it was screaming so loudly people thought it was a woman in distress. Have you ever heard a goat scream? It's terrifying. Their eyes look like Satan. They scream
there is
like,
a reason why they are the symbol of Satanism all the time. They're the most
hilarious
looking thing.
Being a little tough on goats.
And just imagine you're in there showering or brushing your teeth and you look over and then...
Is a goat looking at you?
No, I'll tell you this much. Goat's milk does a wonder for an ulcer.
Oh,
if
really?
You have ulcers, drink goat's milk, and you'll be just fine.
Well, a goat staring into your house would do wonders for constipation.
What was that movie? Was it Men Staring at Goats? That was a movie.
Yeah, Men Stare at Goats.
Yeah,
Ewan McGregor.
Clooney,
and,
I don't think I ever saw that one.
George Clooney,
don't like
I
goats.
Think, was in it.
Yeah. Didn't want to see it. Were there goats in that movie, or is it something else?
Were there goats in the movie?
Not that I know of. It was about a real life, based on a true story of when the Army tried to get people who supposedly could... use telekinetic powers.
ESP type thing, yeah.
Saran's got me on probation, so I'm not saying
anything. No, you're not going to say a thing.
We're going to move on to my favorite athletic event in the world. Takes place about an hour east of London every year. It is the Gloucester Cheese Roll. Brings hundreds of spectators each year to watch dozens of participants hurl themselves down Cooper's Hill, a near vertical hill chasing a 7-pound wheel of cheese.
I have seen this.
I've seen Seren do that in the store.
I love this event. At Hen House. Oh, God, look at it go.
It's flatter, though. It's so much safer at Hen House.
You send the 7-pound wheel of cheese down the aisle. Yeah, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
I am too, man.
I'm going for it. I'm not running down a hill, though.
This is one of the silliest things I've ever seen people do. It's so
plain dangerous. At Hen House. It's much safer.
It is like really steep.
Yeah.
It's near vertical. How about this? Delaney Irving, who won one of the heats this year, was unconscious when she crossed the finish line.
Did she still
didn't
win,
know
though?
She'd won.
You knock yourself out, but you cross the line. You've won.
I guess her body was limp enough that it just kept falling.
Why would you do that?
I wouldn't do it.
To say you
tradition,
did
tradition, I guess.
To have Adam
it's been going
about
on
it.
Since 1826, yeah. So the sport of cheese
things.
Rolling is believed to be much older than that.
There are a whole bunch of these
this
silly things I would
cheese
not
cheese roll.
The,
what a waste of cheese.
This the cheese is fine, right?
Yeah, I think the cheese. Yep, cheese is fine.
I don't,
no cheese was harmed during this event.
Pebbles in my cheese. This is dumber in my mind than running with the bulls.
Yeah, because you're falling down no matter what. This the bull may just
not
run
as
right
cruel
past you.
Though.
They don't kill those bulls, do they?
Oh yeah, no. They terrify them, then they kill them.
How do they terrify them?
Oh, by making them run cheese. Through the streets.
They make them look at a
Pamplona.
Goat.
Put them
yeah,
in the
make
ring.
Them look at a goat. They've got goats on either side of the street.
That's why they're running. They've seen a goat.
Are you going to run over? Are you going to run the bulls?
Hey, they're going to eat that
on
cheese. Too.
That's in Spain, isn't it?
Yeah,
Pamplona.
I'm not going to Spain. I don't think you're going to that.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you run with them, Todd, or run away from them?
What's Spain like? A mile away
to run with the Catholics at the Vatican.
You get all smushed in together.
I've been to the Vatican. There's no chance for running there. There is 8 million people stuffed into that thing.
I will tell you, you know what I found out? That was that I had already booked this trip, and I honestly, it may have been, I may have said no if I'd have known this beforehand. You have to wear pants.
Oh, in the Vatican?
Oh, mm-hmm. And in any of the church things.
Yeah. Yeah, but they've got pairs there for guys like you.
No, I've already bought my zip-off.
Side zip?
Yep.
So like you're an NBA player.
It'll be summer, nice and cool.
I think
women have to wear dresses, don't they? Or
no, doesn't wear pants. No knees, no open toes, no shoulders.
And it's only 10 million degrees there at
There's
this
no
time
skin
of year.
Show out there. Come on.
And they've only got like 10 guys dressed as the Pope when you look up there and go, there he is. No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure there is not a... There he
Pope,
is
a Pope
moment.
Look-alike?
The Pope's got 7 or 8 backups.
It's
Italian for there he is.
We're not going to see Snow White, you jackass.
It's like you go to Disney World and there's Mickey. Oh, yeah, there's Mickey.
There's, the Pope.
There's Mickey.
I tell you, no, the guy, there Times are Square. Guys over there. No, there are people over there. So there he is, and it's not him.
No.
Because he's asleep.
I go, woo!
Not how it works.
Pope!
Not how it works.
No goats near there, though.
You behave yourself in the basilica.
If you're going into the Vatican or you're going into a church, there no shoulders, no knees, no open toes. Yeah, you got to be wearing pants to go in there. I was not happy. My wife goes, well, you got to wear pants in all the churches. I go, how many churches are you planning on going in? Because I'm going to tell you what, Dad might be just wandering around.
Outside.
Well, you guys go in.
Look here. A Peroni at a cafe. Sounds good.
I'm not.
I will tell you this.
I'm not wearing pants for 5 days in Italy.
The Vatican gift shop, not a very comfy bathroom.
A little small?
Mm-hmm. Not
make
built
note.
For men our
size. They don't have the money to
yeah,
renovate.
Right. No,
yeah,
well,
you know, when you're in there changing in
they've
your
They've got lawyer's fees to pay.
Smallest country in the world.
No money for renovations.
No.
Right. I looked up, and there he is in Italian. It's Eccolo. So when you get over, you know to go, Eccolo!
La Popa.
Okay. We'll be ready.
All right. There's a crisis brewing in Maryland with their license plate because in the years 2012 through 2016, Maryland's license plate paid tribute to the 200th anniversary of the War of 1812. Mm-hmm. Pete, that took place in 1812. Among the decor of the license plate was a website, starspangled200.com, which gave information about how to donate in various things they were doing, benefits to remember the War of 1812 on its bicentennial anniversary.
This ran out, didn't it? Oh,
since
boy.
Then, the link has expired. It has not been taken over by the type of site you might be thinking of. However, it has been taken
is
over.
It, has it been taken over by the type of site that Curtis is thinking of?
No.
Okay.
It has been taken over by an illicit offshore gambling website somewhere in the Philippines. They don't know where.
And what's the site?
Starspangled200.com.
Starspangled200.com.
In the War of 1812,
write it down.
When he was
NBA Finals, Game 1 tonight.
Yeah.
There's a phony story.
Are you going to it, Kay?
Yeah.
What do you find?
I don't know if it's... Is it going to... Is our Wi-Fi going to allow it?
They're serving Cajun food.
It says this connection is not private.
Yeah, I'm not clicking on this.
Yeah,
no,
don't go to that website.
Never mind.
Go for it. It's your computer. I'm not worried.
It wouldn't let me.
It's only going to take 9 more hours at the Apple store.
Sure.
You already had fun with them a couple months ago.
Ready for me to be sitting here with a piece of paper in front of me for 2 weeks.
That's how I do.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
My piece of paper says I beat Pete.
That's something to brag about.
Too soon?
Wow.
Too soon?
It also says that'd be Kirk Sanson.
I'm so happy with lately. Just competing.
Is anybody hungry for pizza?
Yes, I love pizza.
Yes, I love pizza.
Awesome.
Always.
Well, Hell Pizza New Zealand is offering, they don't serve goat, but they are offering an unusual deal for pizza customers as a way to bring attention to the amount of people in New Zealand falling into debt with buy now, pay later schemes. Hell Pizza is offering a deal to 666 customers, allowing them to pay for their pizza after they die.
Oh, sounds like a bargain.
So you buy now, you pay after you die.
When you rot in hell.
Those chosen will have to add an amendment to their wills saying the payment for their pizza can be collected upon their death. How about this, though, without any interest or late fees? Some of those buy now, pay later schemes have 10.5% interest rates down there. People are going into debt, buying couches and stuff.
What would you have? Your last pizza.
Oh.
Your last dinner, actually.
Would be pizza.
What would it be?
Remember in The Simpsons, Homer had to go to hell for the donut?
Combo with extra cheese. Everything
combo
plus
with extra cheese,
yeah.
Okay. What about jalapenos?
In the contest.
No.
Because if you're going to die right away, you don't have to worry about the consequence of the jalapenos.
I've never tried. I like jalapenos more and more as I get older.
Do you really?
Yeah. I love them on my Good Sense sandwich.
Yeah.
They have great jalapenos.
Are they hot?
God, so good. Them and the pepperoncinis I get. They add a kick to it, for sure, but they're not too bad.
I would go pepperoni and jalapeno. That's what I like. I don't like
do
all
really?
The stuff. I love jalapeno on pizza.
Oh, I have to try that then. Because I like jalapeno. I have to give that a try.
Extra cheese.
Well, what's the one that everybody, that cheap bastard used? What is it? What's this? What's that little thing that's shaped, it's round, it's...
Pepperoni?
Pepperoni.
Love pepperoni.
Stop it.
You don't like pepperoni?
Pepperoni's a dummy. Pepperoni's, you can get 10 pounds for a dime. It's cheap and that's
not even.
No.
Not even true.
Yeah.
No. No. Sausage, hamburger, and mushroom. That's it.
That's all you need?
That's it.
Would you pay? Would you be in debt for that pizza till after your death? Do you like it that much?
Sounds like a deal.
I've already joined this club. I'm pretty damn close to it. Yeah, I'm closer than you guys.
We're going to get his money pretty soon anyway.
Yeah, I'm closer than you guys.
They've seen how Seren, Curtis, and I eat. They'll be like, oh, they'll be.
We'll
be collecting on him at
24 months tops.
Yeah.
Tops.
Right.
I've got good news. We're not in the only country with. Government officials who do stupid things.
No.
Yeah.
That's everywhere.
How about that?
Okay.
An Indian official is, a government official in India is in trouble. Actually, they're facing consequences, which is not something that happens in the United States. But this government official is in trouble after he drained an entire reservoir in an attempt to retrieve the phone he dropped while trying to take a selfie.
What?
They took all the water out of the reservoir.
More than 2 million liters of water were drained in 3 days.
Where's this?
In India. First off, he hired a diving crew.
And he got permission for it, too, didn't he?
What?
He asked permission and got it.
He got a diving crew to do it.
Some moron, yeah.
Well, the phone's broken, right?
2 million liters were drained in 3 days, enough to irrigate at least 1,500 acres of land. There's something of a drought going on in India, so they kind of need this. In the man's attempt to find his phone. It was just some smartphone. It wasn't like the greatest phone
in the
world.
Must not have backed it up to iCloud.
He claimed it was all because the phone contained sensitive government data.
And some guy gave him permission. That's the bigger
moron.
Here's
the deal. That guy had some pictures on that
phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
There,
the selfie was the last picture on his mind when he was looking for that phone.
Yeah. And like, how bad must the pictures be if you got to drain a
Why not leave it down there?
How many dead bodies floated to the top?
That's a good question. Lake Mead in Nevada. I haven't seen if it's one of those situations.
Got another floater, Stan.
Of farmland in a place, I don't know if you noticed, they're not running rampant with food in India, so they kind of need their farmland.
That guy got his phone back.
You used to jet ski there at Mead.
I don't know if any goats are going.
You've been to Mead, though.
Sir. I have been, yes, but I have not. When I went, there was actually water in it.
There was actually water.
Yeah, it was a little different.
Yeah.
Now it's barely a puddle.
It's like 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet. I don't know what the hell it is now. It's so far down.
It's bad. There's not even mud around it.
All that snow.
That's actually clean rocks. Because it used to be underwater.
Yeah, right.
That's what it is.
Soap scum.
Yeah. All right, so don't drop your phone.
Don't plan on going to look for it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Peter, thank you. Nice job today.
Good to see you guys.
Maybe a little less crying next time?
I'm dude.
Okay.
What happens if he loses?
Todd, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We will take a break. When we come back, allegedly, Blair Kirchhoff will be with us.
What they say.
Looking forward to talk to Blair Kirchhoff, our college insider from the Kansas City Star. We do have a lot to get to. K-State's going to play a big basketball game before Kansas this year. We'll talk about that coming up next.
All right, Monty Williams, the second coach ever to take over two different teams that won fewer than 20 games the year before. Who's the other? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.